Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, how in the world are you? Doing all right? Well, of course I'll wait for you to answer, because I know some of you do. Well, today Dave and Bethley continue their journey through Proverbs 11 as they discuss how to have a happy life and a happy family. So let's join them right now.
Nothing is more pleasing to God than fair and honest dealings.
Yes.
Is what we're learning in Proverbs. It actually models who God is.
Yes.
When we are fair, when we are honest, when we have integrity, we are modeling God. This is who He is. And let that be a comfort to you. Maybe just a little bit of a side here. A lot of times I get questions from folks, you know, dealing with issues of life. You know, what about my mom? My mom passed away. I wasn't sure about, this or her salvation. And those are questions that can plague a heart. But can I encourage you? The answer to those questions is that our God is a God of integrity. And the Bible says things like, will not the judge of all the earth do right? When God makes decisions, when God acts in relation to mankind, dear friends, you can rest assured of the fact that our God is a God of integrity. He will do right every single time. And He does right in such a way that it's obvious to everybody this is the right thing to do. And when you do the right thing, it's also the best thing to do. Integrity is not just the right thing, it's the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It makes life palatable. It makes life successful. It helps our relationship. It improves our business. It brings, if we can go back to a recent podcast episode of the Keeping It Young, it actually brings God's blessings into our life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it is honesty. It is honesty. It is also humility. Because integrity is the opposite of pride. Remember Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible, because Nebuchadnezzar, he was quite a king, but he was judged severely by God for his pride. Herod was. Those
yes.
were men who, when they did not, God had entrusted them to the throne. All power is from God, authority.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would not honor God and they lacked integrity, then they were judged severely by Almighty God.
Right.
And you that are leaders, you that are political leaders, need to hear that. God is real and God is judging. God will judge lack of integrity.
Yes.
It is uprightness. The word means correct and right and straight.
Mm.
Integrity means I'm going to do the correct thing. I'm going to do the right thing, the straight thing. Psalm 25, verse 21 says, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee."
Yes.
This is an important, important topic.
It is. And we were talking about humility with integrity. It takes humility to own up to things, to say, you know what, I was wrong there. Or, you know what, I shouldn't have said that the way I said that. That takes integrity and that takes humility on our part.
Yes.
So it's a very important thing. I was thinking about integrity in the illustration of a strong-willed child. We have people talk to us all the time about, oh my goodness, my child is so strong-willed and it takes a lot to get them to obey. It takes a lot to train them in the way they should go. But if I can encourage you, when you have a child who is strong-willed, and can I also just say, all of our children are strong-willed in some area. You might have a child that seems like they're not strong-willed at all, and they just obey in everything, but there will come something that your child will dig their heels in about. So all of our children can be strong-willed about something. But as you teach your children all of these different things that we teach on the podcast and all of the truths of the Word of God, integrity is such an important thing because it teaches them to do the right thing every time, to own up to the honest thing every time. And one of the things that a mentor of ours taught us is if you get a strong-willed child going in the right direction, that strong will be to do the right thing. It will be to have integrity. I'm going to do the right thing every time. And that is such a blessing to see as a, as we have adult children, as our children grow up, to see them step into that role of integrity, and especially the ones who are outwardly more strong-willed, they can be very, verbal about, absolutely not, we will not do that in this household, this is the right thing to do. And it just kind of makes us laugh and amuses us, but also what a joy to our hearts that we are going to do the right thing, to teach your children integrity.
Absolutely. That's so true. Two more questions we have to answer before we're done today. Why does integrity matter? I guess we've already touched all over it. Why does integrity matter? The text I read to you in Proverbs 11 reminds us that integrity guides us.
Yes.
So when we are guided by integrity, then things will be well in our life. Mm-hmm. It guides us. The Bible even tells us there that it makes a difference in death.
Mm.
And that's interesting. I think it was Matthew Henry again who said, a good conscience makes the end of one's life easier.
Yes.
When I don't have things I have to make right because I cheated and manipulated and twisted and scorned. And just remember that it matters because you reap what you sow.
Yes.
If you're going to go through life being dishonest and lying and failing in areas of integrity, then people will treat you in ways without integrity. You will reap it. You will have to face the fact that others, if you're willing to do people wrong in business dealings, people will do you wrong in business dealing. If you're willing to be shoddy in the work that your business does, people will be shoddy in the work that they do for you. It's just, we reap what we sow. So integrity matters. It leads us to righteousness. It counsels us. It makes us gracious. It makes us generous. It brings life. It bypasses the judgment of God. And so integrity is important.
I would say that it matters because it's frustrating to deal with people who don't have integrity. So please, people, raise your little ones to have integrity. Nobody wants that kind of frustration.
So how do you get it? How do you get integrity? There's three answers we'll give you here as we wind up today. And the first one is you train it. You just have to know that. Proverbs 20 and verse 11. Let me locate this here and read this one to you so I get it correct. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. So you can look at a child and know. A child either has integrity or they don't. And if they don't have integrity, it is the job of the parents to take the necessary steps in a process of time to teach the child to live a life of integrity.
Yes, your child will not automatically have character, honesty, humility, always do the right thing. They will not do that. We have gone over and over and over and over that. It is in the heart of the child to sin, to be deceptive, to be manipulative, to be disobedient, to not follow authority, to not do the right thing, to not share, to not be nice to people around them. And so for your child to end up to be an adult with integrity, it has to be trained while they are in the house. And this can be an ongoing process, even through their teen years, just to remind them of their work ethic, to remind them, yes, when you get out of bed, you need to make your bed, even though you have to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's just integrity. It's doing the right thing. Yes, you have to be honest. You have to tell the truth every time, and just working and working and working on them until they leave your home. And then they are a person of integrity on their own.
Yes. And either remember that your child either has it or doesn't. And so examine your child. Do they have integrity? Are they dependable? Can someone trust them? Can you trust them?
Or could you say, are you at least in the process of training them in that direction?
And what happens is when they get it and mature, integrity then directs their way. Because in the Proverbs 11 passage, as he's talking about this issue of integrity, he says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. He says then in the fifth verse, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. And the word perfect there is the mature.
Right.
The righteousness of the mature, the perfect, shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. So either we teach our children to have integrity, to do the right thing, to live the right way, to honor God by making right choices. That either guides their life or wickedness guides their life.
Right.
So how do you get integrity? Well, you got to train it. And moms and dads, it never ends. You train all the days of their life. And at any given instance in your child's life, maybe your son is 16 and all of a sudden you see an area where he's lacking integrity, then you've got to really start teaching. You've got to go for a walk. You've got to sit down and do a Bible study. You've got to address the situation. Right. You've got to place ramifications that have negative consequences so that your children get the idea.
Yes.
This is important. This is big. And your children should always be looking back at your life. And when they sit to talk about their upbringing, they should have ample opportunities to say, oh, remember Dad pushed us about this and Mom pushed us about that. Remember that? And what you're doing there is you're seeing the fruit of integrity being trained in the hearts of your children.
Well, and they should be able to see it in you. David and I were just talking through some decisions that maybe we will make in our life soon. And we were talking about how that we're not sure what to do about the situation. And we were just like, well, you know, we need to do the right thing. And I said, you know, I think if we do the right thing, if we stand, and of course that would be integrity, doing the right thing, doing the honest thing, then God will direct us. And the Bible does promise that. So what a comfort that is. Just, you may not know what to do, but you do know what the right thing is to do. Well, then just do the right thing and God will direct you from there.
Absolutely. And so you train it. That's how you get integrity. Two more things. You pursue it. That's a lesson for all of us. We have opportunities galore to pursue integrity.
Absolutely.
Financial situations and business situations and walking out of Walmart with something we forgot to pay for situations.
Right.
Shopping carts. Mm-hmm. I was actually in a grocery store somewhere not long ago and I watched this couple. They were walking around in the produce aisle, and every time they walked past the bags of grapes, they would pick off four or five of them, carry them around, eating them.
Oh, my goodness.
And here they are, and they were doing it very openly, very publicly. And it dawned on me, here's a couple that has not been trained.
Right.
They're older. They were older. Mm-hmm. But they lack integrity. That has not been paid for. They're taking something that is not rightly theirs because they are lacking in integrity.
Yes.
We have ample opportunities to pursue integrity.
Yes.
And then the last one, of course, is to live it. It shows up in how we treat people. It shows up in how we run our business. Integrity is absolutely vital. Any final thoughts?
I would say even the people in your home have integrity with your children. And you can say, well, we are busy. Our business dealings are very honest. We are very careful about all of that. But even with the way you talk to your children, instead of, oh, soon, mommy will get to that soon, and you're still sitting half hour later scrolling Instagram, or, oh, yeah, we'll do that sometime. Your children do remember. If you promise them something, just be very careful. And make sure that you have integrity with your children.
And they will bring it up.
They will bring it up. So make sure if you say, oh, yeah, we'll go and have ice cream sometime this week, then take them to have ice cream sometime this week. And if things get busy or something happens and you absolutely can't, you can sit down and have that conversation of, you know what, we will do it sometime soon. I promise. It's just it can't happen this week. But make sure you have integrity with your children. Don't lie to your children about things. Don't manipulate them to get them to do things. Have integrity with them. Show them that righteousness and integrity and character matter.
Absolutely.
I hope this series has been a blessing to you. Join us tomorrow as Dave and Bethley move on to chapter 12 in Proverbs as they continue to discuss how to have a happy life and a happy family. This is your good friend Michael Barnett, and if you need more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com.